Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammer. 26. Beowulf spake bairn of Egthal. Lo, we seafarers say our will far come men, that we fain would seek Hygelac now. We here have found hosts to our heart, thou hast harbored us well. If ever on earth I am able to win me more of thy love, O Lord of men, aught anew than I now have done for work of war, I am willing still. If it come to me ever across the seas that neighbor foemen annoy and fright thee, as they that hate thee erewhile have used, thousands then of thanes I shall bring heroes to help thee. Of Hygelac I know, ward of his folk, that, though a few his years, the Lord of the Geats would give me aid by word and work, that well I may serve thee, wielding the war-wood to win thy triumph and lending thee might when thou lackest men. If thy, Hrethric, should come to court of Geats, a sovereign son, he will surely there find his friends. A far-off land each man should visit who vaunts him brave. Him then answering, Hrothgar spake, these words of thine, the wisest god, sent to thy soul. No sager counsel from so young in years e'er yet have I heard. Thou art strong of mien, and in mind art wary, art wise in words. I ween indeed, if ever it hap, that Hrethel's heir, by spear be seized, by sword grim battle, by illness or iron, thine elder and lord, people's leader, and life be thine, no seemlier man will the sea-geats find at all to choose for their chief and king, for hoard guard of heroes, if hold thou wilt thy kinsman's kingdom. Thy keen mind pleases me, the longer the better, Beowulf loved. Thou hast brought it about that both our peoples, sons of the Geat and Spear-Dane folk, shall have mutual peace, and from murderous strife such as once they waged from war refrain. Long as I rule this realm so wide, let our hoards be common, let heroes with gold each other greet o'er the gannet's bath, and the ringed prow bear o'er rolling waves tokens of love. I trow my landfolk towards friend and foe are firmly joined, and honour thy keep in the olden way. To him in the hall then, Healfdene's son gave treasures 12, and the trust of earls bade him fare with the gifts to his folk beloved, hail to his home, and in haste return. Then kissed the king of kin renowned, Scouding's chieftain, that choicest thane, and fell on his neck. Fast flowed the tears of the hoary-headed. Heavy with winters he had chances twain, but he clung to this, that each should look on the other again, and hear him in hall. Was this hero so dear to him? His breast's wild billows he banned in vain, safe in his soul a secret longing locked in his mind, for that loved man burned in his blood. Then Beowulf strode, glad of his gold gifts, the grass-plot o'er warrior blithe. The wave-roamer bode riding at anchor, its owners awaiting. As they hastened onward, Hrothgar's gift, they laughed at length. 'Twas a lord unpeered, every way blameless, till age had broken, it spareth no mortal his splendid might. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.